Well, it's nice to see the boys and girls here this morning, and I have a special subject for you this morning. Доброе утро. По-русски? Понятно? Nobody's answering me? I was basically saying in Russian, good morning, and saying, do you speak Russian? And do you understand me? Obviously, you didn't understand me. That's a problem, you see, when you go to a foreign country and you find that you're facing a different language. So, into that situation, translators, interpreters become very, very important because they are like our right arm to us. If we didn't have these people, then we couldn't clearly bring the message of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the interpreter is very important, and there's three things that I want to tell you about an interpreter this morning. First of all, he or she needs to know the language and the Bible very, very well. Vitally important, they not only know their own language, but they have to know our language as well. Because it's not straightforward when you go to preach to a Russian congregation. Because things are very, very different. For example, you need to know the Bible very well, boys and girls, because the layout of the Russian Bible, in many ways, is very different than ours. They have the same books, of course, in the Bible, but they are in a different order than in our Bibles. Now, if you were to look at the book of Psalms in Russian, you might find it a little confusing because they have 150 Psalms in the Russian text, but the breakdown is very different. Take, for example, I'm maybe preaching on Psalm 11, verse 1. And so the translator has to be very quick. Now, that's English. That's Psalm 11, verse 1. In my Russian text, that is Psalm 10, verse 2. So, she needs, or he needs, to be very quick indeed. Also, you will find a great difference not only in the Psalms, but you find an amazing difference in the New Testament. The whole layout of the New Testament after the first few books is very different. You get Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, but right after Acts comes James. So, I'm in the book of James, that's away near the end of the New Testament, but for the Russian, has to be very quick and move to the middle or of the New Testament to get the book of James. And right after that, we have 1st and 2nd Peter, we have 1st and 2nd, 3rd John, Jude. Where's Jude in our Bibles? Where's Jude in our Bibles? Right? Just the second last, Jude and Revelation. But it follows 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, and then there is Romans, and then 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, Thessalonians, Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, and Revelation. So the interpreter needs to know the Word of God very well. How important it is to have the Word of God stored in our minds and in our hearts. But as well, the Russian translator has to listen very carefully because she can't or he can't preach his own sermon because he can be caught out. Especially if we're teaching the students in the Bible schools and there's an examination coming at the end of the course. If he or she preaches his own message, they're in real trouble at the end, so they must listen carefully and interpret exactly what one is saying, because the end of my sentence can become the first part of the sentence in the Russian language. So it can be entirely different, and they have to be very quick and very sharp. As well, the third thing that's important as far as the translator or interpreter is concerned, they need to interpret correctly, exactly, not change the meaning, but bring it exactly as it was said. And when I was thinking about the interpreter and how important the interpreter is, I felt that that has a real message for us this morning and to the boys and girls. We need to know the Bible well. It's important because the Bible has the message, all we need to know regarding Jesus Christ and God, eternity past and the future, about salvation, about Jesus coming again. Everything we need to know about the Christian life is in the Bible. So take heed to the word of the word of Scripture as you're taught it in the Sunday school and in the Bible class and in the midweek meetings. Take the Bible to your heart. Listen carefully. I remember when I was a young boy and I was in a country area, and we had a very small Sunday school in our church, but we had a very good Sunday school teacher, and he used to make us recite and learn so much of the Bible, and I'm so thankful for that. And do you know, from that Bible class, more than half of them ended up in full-time Christian work. That was a tremendous response for the teaching of that farmer. He was an unknown farmer as far as the world is concerned, but the Lord knew him very well, and he was clearly conveyed the Scripture, and we listened carefully, and it brought the gospel, and it changed our lives. And then, as the interpreter has to interpret correctly, so you and I don't change the Bible to suit ourselves. What it says, we take it to our hearts, and we go out and we live the Bible in the world. And that is very important. So remember the importance of the interpreter as far as the Eastern Europe is concerned and the countries where we minister. And remember then how important the Bible is for you, so that you would take heed and you would open your heart to Jesus Christ and you would endeavor to live for Him and serve Him.